Spinning. Spinning. Lately, I've been noticing those new auto wheel covers, the spinning hubcaps that keep rotating after a car stops, as if the wheels are still turning. They don't make a vehicle safer, or perform better, or increase fuel economy. They're strictly for looks. Even if a car starts rolling backwards after stopping for a traffic light while going uphill, the shiny spinning hubcaps still give the illusion of forward motion. One more gimmick in a never-ending flood of gizmos generated for the consumer culture. So what might be an appropriate response, but it is telling that this, to quote an ad, unique system that keeps the wheel cover in motion while the wheel remains stationary came on the market during a time when the country has stopped moving forward, or is actually sliding backwards in many ways, though we're constantly told that we're progressing. The educational quality of public schools is seriously deteriorating, yet the president keeps saying, "No child left behind," which apparently doesn't include the children in my neighborhood, whose music, art, and gym classes have been eliminated, along with the school librarians. The health of the environment slips back, with water and air quality regularly compromised by such Orwellian laws as the Clean Water Act, Clear Skies, and Healthy Forests initiatives. And the looming catastrophe of global warming is ignored. The economy goes further into the black hole of deficit each day, thanks in part to tax relief for the already fabulously wealthy, which will compel our children and grandchildren to ask, "Why did you let America turn into another pitiful third world country, where the dictator runs up a humongous debt and leaves the people holding the bag with all tax revenues going to service the debt and nothing left over for real needs such as health care?" We'd better start practicing our answer to that question, or get involved and begin turning things around. And underlying everything else, the outsourcing of torture, the relentless attack on civil liberties, the morphing of the presidency into a virtual monarchy, there's the war in Iraq, crazed to begin with, growing ever more criminally insane as the commander-in-chief and his fellow zealots keep leading us further and further down the hellish road of calamity and death. And the endless war on terror provides Osama bin Laden, remember him? Recruiting opportunities beyond his most extravagant fantasies. Meanwhile, the White House press secretary and Fox commentators keep spinning the news, and those flashy chrome hubcap covers keep spinning round and round and round.